Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaughlin. I am the community liaison for my independence at home. If you or your loved one is in need of home care, please dial 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. If anyone wants to be a caregiver, we are hiring. We're hiring at least 60 people or new caregivers. If you know anyone wants the job, all they need to do is dial 215-921-2277. Again, if you're looking for a job, if you need a job, looking for a job, and be a caregiver, 215-921-2277. My Independence at Home. This show is brought to you by My Independence at Home. And we have in studio a special host. She's not a co-host. Miss Janice Matthews, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi. Hello, everyone.
Jen, can you tell us about you and your business and what today's show is going to be about?
So I'm Jan Matthews, as you said, and I'm owner-operator of the Artist in the Hat, and it's a hat shop in the Maplewood Mall. So today we're going to be interviewing or speaking with most of the businesses that are on the mall for the holidays.
So can you give me the history of your of the Artist in the Hat and combine it with the history of Maplewood Mall and where is it located?
Okay, the Maplewood Mall is located in, I would say, the heart of Germantown. It's between Green and Germantown Avenue. So to enter the mall, you have to come in either from Germantown Avenue and come into the mall. It's a quaint little space, a little artsy space. We have several businesses there, all different kind of businesses. We have my hat shop. In my hat shop, I have three other businesses. I have someone, Raven, Unsophisticated Soldier. She has her own T-shirt company. And then there's a young lady, Keisha. She does braiding of children's hair. And she does adults also, but she specializes in the children. And then we have Margo. Margo does her own jewelry. And she also does some health products also. Each of them should be calling in. So you get to hear more about their businesses also. But that's what is inside the Artist in the Hat. We have several other businesses on the block. We have a daycare, men's grooming shop there. We have about 2 to 3 hair stylings. A couple of them are natural hair braiders, or they do locks. And what else is over there? We have a lawyer on the block. He's been there a very, very long time, Mark. And we have a male barbershop over there also. And there's another hairstylist that she also has a boutique also. So that's pretty much what we have right there on Maplewood Mall at this time.
So now I am a native of, I'm Cool Reds, North Philly. Everyone knows that.
Yes.
I'm from North Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Project Left, born and raised.
Yes.
Okay. But as our family migrated from North Philadelphia to Nicetown, to Germantown, Mount Airy, and beyond, I guess they moving on up. But I lived in Germantown, and I lived not far from Maplewood Mall. Now, I'm going to the 70s when I was in high school and below. I remember Maplewood Mall as being an artsy place.
Yes.
Where you had poetry and it's like natural food before people we know of knew about natural or what do you call it? Healing kind of things.
Holistic.
Holistic, that's the word, yes. It was very holistic for years. And it was white from then.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the transformation from the 70s into now, up to now?
Well, we're calling ourselves the next Black Wall Street. The majority of the businesses on Maplewood Mall now are small Black businesses. And we're trying to create an atmosphere where you can come, shop, listen to some great music, just socialize with everyone. It's still a little artsy environment.
There's also eatery there. I don't know the name of the restaurant there.
Bilal's. Bilal Gardens, yes.
I remember Bilal Gardens, again, from way back when I was not that far back, because I'm not that old. You're older than me.
Sure, but, Reginald. That makes you happy, Reginald.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
But I remember the rice and fish and rice meal they made. They would make. That was, my memory is going back, was really, really good.
Yes.
So on Maplewood Mall, a.k.a. the Black Wall Street, the South Street of Germantown.
Yes.
Did I get that correct?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is how your neighborhood will, or you can make the neighborhood prosperous if you come back home and shop on Maplewood Mall. You support the people that look like you and support you. Then you create a better environment. You create jobs for your children when you come to Maplewood Mall in Germantown. You also create a safe haven, because the more people that will shop in the community, the safer that community will be. If you look at Kensington, people don't shop there. They shoot. They have drugs there. So you can say, hey, do I want my community to be a drug haven, or do I want my community to prosper? And by shopping at these Maplewood Mall, by you just going there and your presence, you will have your state senate, state representative Steve Kinsey, and say, hey, listen, I need my constituents to be protected. You have your council person, Cindy Bass, she'll say, no, we're not going to let that happen here, because we have a flow of people coming through that mall supporting these businesses, so these businesses can, A, go out and support maybe another business within that community.
Yes.
Do you think that's correct, Jan?
Yes. Yes.
So we urge you, what is the 100 block of Maplewood Mall?
What
is your address?
My address is 54 Maplewood Mall.
So that would be the 5400 block of...
No, that would be about the, I want to say 5600 off Germantown Avenue.
If you're 54, no, I'm talking about the block, the block itself, not Germantown.
I know.
So the whole... Jan, you work with me, okay?
I'm working with you, Reginald, but you're not listening. You're not listening to me, Reginald.
You're saying Germantown Avenue, and I'm speaking of Maplewood Mall.
I know, but Maplewood Mall, it's... I don't know what 100 we're in. I just know that... So we're off Armat.
So, okay, so, then I know what 100 you are. When you're in 54, there'll be 52. So that would be 5400 Maplewood Mall if someone to Google you. The 5400 block of Maplewood Mall.
Okay.
Okay? Yeah. Got that? All right.
If you say so, Reginald. If you say so, Reginald.
No, it is the 5400 block of Maplewood Mall. That's how people would Google where you are.
Okay.
And they would do each address from there. So, with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, please, do you have any callers, Jan?
No, not yet. No one's called
okay.
in yet.
So let's keep going. Maplewood Mall, again, it's like the South Street of Germantown. It's one block, the 5400 block, just one block. And it has all these fantastic stores there. What is the young lady name who started the charter school? She's very popular.
Jen. Oh, my gosh. Jen.
Come on, you got to think of her church. She still has her business there. She's on Broad Street near us. What is her name, Jen? Come on.
You're younger than me. You should remember.
Yeah, sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not.
Yeah,
but anywho, you have the way the world is now, Jan.
Mm-hmm.
There are people, children killing children. There's a lot of bad things going on in the world, but you say not my block. Even though sometimes it can happen on your block,
mm-hmm.
but chances are the more people that go to Maplewood Mall, the more people that would go in there to purchase. That will become a safe haven.
Yes.
Without this is how when you say not in my neighborhood, where my neighborhood, it's a safe haven. You come in here, and I don't live in Philadelphia, ladies and gentlemen. I don't live there. I don't. But you're not coming up here with no crazy stuff, because the neighbors will be up in arms.
Right.
And that's what we should bring back to Philadelphia. Neighbors being up in arms saying, hey, we got a great place. I live here. I like this. Or, hey, you're doing something wrong. It's not happening on my time, on my block. And I see, Jan, that in Philadelphia, you don't get that. What do you think?
I don't know. I know that the we need to get back to caring for each other than what we have been. I don't know. It's the generation that we raised, I think, is, I don't know. We decided to raise them differently, and I don't think it's working out. I don't think it's our children. I think it's the children that we raised, their children.
How about this? My children, and maybe I'm a little biased because they're my mm-hmm. children, were spoiled like I don't know what.
Yes.
You know that.
Yes, they
I
were.
I spoiled my girls.
Mm-hmm.
But I took a stand. They are not my friends. They're my children.
Yes.
I didn't go out and do stuff with them, drink, and I didn't do them. As a matter of fact, they might have been 25 years before we went together and had a drink. And to this day, I don't party with my children.
Okay.
So you said this generation. Are you talking about the generation after your children?
After our children, yes. After our
man.
Children.
Man.
Yeah. We have callers. We have callers on the line now.
Okay, fine. Line them up. Oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Reginald McLaurin. I'm the community liaison for My Independence at Home. If you need home care, 215-921-2277. If you want to, anyone needs a job as a caregiver, 215-921-2277. I am remote from the studio. I had to pick up my wife in the hospital, so I do apologize for the sound, etc. But caller, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who am I speaking?
This is Margo.
Margo, I think I know you.
Yes, I think you do.
Tell us about yourself, and we're going to hear your commercial afterwards.
Okay, tell me about myself. I am a holistic jewelry designer. I didn't start out that way. I started out actually making clothes, and then I went to doing hair. I used to do braids, and what I actually did was I was like making a combination of the hair and the clothing. I kind of made them all go together. And then when I stopped doing that, I kind of faded into making jewelry, and then that led me into just where I'm at now. I do the jewelry and candles and oils and just like all kinds of holistic artsy things.
So, Margo, you are located where?
I'm located in the Maplewood Mall at 54 Maplewood Mall.
Okay, and what is your feelings about Maplewood Mall? That's like, again, the Black Wall Street of Germantown, a.k.a. the South Philly of Germantown. What are your thoughts of that, of this mall, Maplewood Mall?
As, you know, I love it. I've always wanted to be here. I used to come here years ago. I did events here when it was, like, more lively than it is now. I used to come here and do events. And at that time, I would come, you know, all the places were always a business in there. I say, oh, my gosh, I wish I could get in there, da, la, la. And now here I am. I'm here. I love it. I think it's a great place. I see good opportunity here. I think that, you know, we do need to, you know, liven it up again, you know, bring back that old Moulton Wood spirit. But, yeah, I love it.
Well, my CEO, again, I'm the community liaison for My Independence at Home. Lisa Robinson, my CEO, always tell me to go out into the community to engage. If you're in the office, you're not doing your job. That's why I'm out all the time. I'm mm-hmm. out just connecting the community, one entity to another. And it's our pleasure to sponsor Maplewood Mall for the month of January. We're going to just do a show, a Maplewood Mall show, all month long, ladies okay. and gentlemen, so we can get people to come to your business, your place of business, and support the Maplewood Mall, the whole mall, you, Jan, and everyone else there. So can you please give us a commercial?
Okay, sure. Margo's Creative Designs is a holistic handmade accessory business specializing in handcrafted jewelry. From the beginning, my main goal was to provide my customers with a quality items at reasonable prices and with an uplifting spirit. I pride myself in satisfying my customers with that professional feeling. The brand is a boho Afrocentric and has a style for everyone. Our designs range from jewelry to candles, room sprays, shea butters, and more. Ultimately, our holistic jewelry company seeks to empower individuals to embrace their inner radiance, self-care, and a holistic lifestyle that nurtures the well-being on all levels. You can take your time. You can browse us through our website, which is margoscreativedesigns.com. You can stop by our store, which is located in the Maplewood Mall at 54 Maplewood Mall. My phone number is 267-972-3537. I also have Instagram. It's the same name. It's Margo's Creative Design _com. Facebook is the same, Margo's Creative Designs.
Margo, I want to thank you so much for that, and hopefully people are going to come in and do business with Margo. That's, again, ladies and gentlemen, Maplewood Mall. That's right off of Green and, was it Ashmead? Did I say it correctly?
No.
Yes.
Armat. I'm going to Ashmead down the street. Right? So, Armat. I do apologize. Green and Armat, please go see Margo. Go see Margo and say, hey, I heard you on the radio, True. Thank you, Margo.
Thanks, Margo.
Thank you. All right, guys. Talk later.
Bye-bye.
All right. Jen, we have any other callers?
Yes. Bernard?
Yes.
Bernard, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. I know you. You didn't give me that mic.
I know, Brother McLaurin. How you doing? It's always a pleasure to be a part of your show.
Yes.
Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part last week. And on behalf of our worshipful master, Nicholas Long, our senior warden, James Ross, our junior warden, Milton McManus, our past masters, and the brothers of Prince Hall 57, the men of Maplewood, we're just so glad that you have included us once again in your Empowerment Zone radio show. And I thank Sister Margo and those other entities and operations and businesses on Maplewood Mall for allowing us to be a partnership with the Maplewood Mall Collective. Most recently, we've had the great opportunity to be a part of, not be a part of, but to do business with the original Garden of Bilal. People might remember the Garden of Bilal from back in the day. They had a couple of locations throughout the city run by Brother Abu. His son, Brother Hafiz, has opened it up recently right on the Maplewood Mall. And they have outstanding food and all that. But once again, on behalf of our lives, we're just so glad to be a part of this. We have our upcoming holiday cold cast drawing, which will take place next Wednesday at 7 p.m. At our lodge at 45 Maplewood Mall at 7 p.m. And anyone in the listening audience, if you'd like to come over during that particular day, and if you come early, we would like for you to purchase some tickets. The prize this year, last year was $1,000, one prize. This year is $1,500 cold cash, 5 days before Christmas. I think everybody would like to have that little bump in their pocket, $1,500, 5 days before Christmas. And the other things that's coming up real soon with our lodge is that on Sunday, we will be participating in the St. John the Evangelist Day, which is a high holy day in the world of Masonry. And that's going to be at the Grace Baptist Church this Sunday at 4 p.m. in our lodge, as well as lodges throughout the whole First Masonic District throughout Philadelphia, will participate in that. Also, for Black History Month, we will have a Black History Month essay writing contest. And we've chosen the school. We just have to confirm it with the school and the entities there. And the topic is going to be to have them write something about either Richard Allen, James Fortin, or Prince Hall. The winners of which will receive a prize. We've not decided what it'll be, but it'll be something that they will definitely enjoy receiving. And we're trying to coordinate this with State Representative Stephen Kenzie, who represents that particular legislative district, to see if we can put something together to bring the winners up to Harrisburg so they'll have a day at the state capitol. So that's just a few of the things that we are doing. And we just look forward to being just a good partner with all the entities that are in the mall.
So we're actually very well connected with State Rep Kenzie, and his party is tomorrow night. I think it's at Treasures? No, it's not Treasures. There's another place up in Germantown. He's having a holiday party. I'm trying to think of where it is, but it's not far. And so you call his office, you'll find out. Because by the way, our holiday party is tomorrow also. I don't know if Jan gave everyone on Maplewood Mall has an invitation to our holiday party tomorrow.
I tried to. Yes, I did.
Okay, come in. We only ask you to bring your dancing shoes, and we will get your lift home. That's it.
One
Winding Drive, Philadelphia, PA, 19131, Suite 101. And it's on Presidential Boulevard. You know what Fridays? Marriott on President. So we're we're in that complex, but we're in the Monroe Building. There and it's
the Monroe Building. And what time is that?
From 7 to 11. And our thing is bring your dancing shoes. If you drive, we're not going to let you go home any kind of way. So we'll get you a lift home if need be.
Okay. Now tomorrow, I know that we have our monthly lodge meeting, and that's a time period of about 6 to about maybe about 9 o'clock. So it's possibly we'll be able to get up there and just break bread. And we might even be able to bring your bicycle so you won't have to say the same thing every time we call.
You got jokes, man. You got jokes.
and also, I'd like to say, the last thing I'd like to say in reference to the sister who spoke of Representative Kinsey, I actually have a history with that legislative district. I was a staffer with the late, great, honorable David P. Richardson, Jr., when he was a representative for that district. I worked out of the Harrisburg office when John Myers ran the Philadelphia office. So we're real familiar with that 19144 zip code.
So you're old too, right?
Well,
you're old.
I'm seasoned.
Because I'm a baby bear class of 74 of Germantown High School. Right? not a baby bear, but...
No, yeah. You're no longer a baby bear.
I will say this for the record. Germantown High School was not closed and been sold if David P. Richardson was still alive.
You're absolutely right. And they closed the school 1 year before they become historic. It would have been 100-year-old school.
By design.
But by design, yes, sir. So that's why that my independence at home, we're going to support you on your drive for education and the students and the essay. I wrote this down. I don't know, whatever your prize is, whatever you want to give to the youth, I, being the community liaison for my independence at home, will take part of, or be a partner with you, or be a silent partner, whichever you want, and your endeavors to help the community.
Well, we would never want you to be a silent partner because, once again, you know, the contributions that any of the coalitions that we form to do good for our community, whether it's the senior citizens or the youth, there's no reason that everybody who participates in those type of activities shouldn't be recognized and certainly given a hand of thanks for their participation. So you wouldn't be a silent partner. And once again, if we don't bring a bicycle, we'll bring a picture of a bicycle to you.
You know, a fair one after the show, okay? We're gonna show these young whippersnappers how to get out get that little anger out. Fair one after the show.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Toe to toe to the body, not to the head. We'll be all right.
Oh yeah. And flat boxing, by the way, because I bruise
very easily.
Thank you so much for being in power.
Thank you so much. Thank you for participating. God bless
everybody.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bernard.
And I will be in touch, Bernard, after we get off the air. We can talk about what my independence at home, how we can help you help other people.
Okay. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
And thank you, everyone.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you listen to the Empowerment Zone. I'm Reza McGowan, sitting in my office at home.
Okay.
Wow, this feels good.
Yeah, we got Rashida. Is Rashida on the line? Hi, Rashida. Yes.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone, Rashida.
Hi.
Did I meet you, Rashida?
Yes, the bakery.
The lady. Oh, you're the woman who's making the cookies.
Yes.
Yes, I'm the one who's the introvert who's nervous.
I wanted to go and get some of that dough. You know, I like cookie dough. And I saw you. Ladies and gentlemen, you can watch her make these cookies. And she was talking and didn't miss a beat. Did she, Jan?
Nope.
making it. I gotta make these cookies because these kids want these cookies. I'm like, can I have some?
I would say go for the oatmeal raisin.
Yes, that's what you make it oatmeal raisin.
She was making the chocolate chip.
Then I said oatmeal raisin. It was oatmeal raisin jam, and that's it.
Okay,
in the conversation. Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Only
anyway,
for
my
today.
My bad eyes did not see chocolate chip. They saw oatmeal.
Mm-mm. You were wrong. It's chocolate chip.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone. Tell us about yourself and your business, please.
Okay, wait. Hold on. Because I'm working and I got a customer. Wait 2 seconds.
Oh, my God. We got live radio here. He says, oh, Jan.
Yes.
Do your commercial, please.
Okay. I'm Jan Matthews from the Artist in the Hat, and I'm located at 54 Maplewood Mall. And the
okay, I'm sorry. I'm
there
back.
She's back now. Okay. The Artist,
yes.
The Artist in the Hat has a collection of all kinds of creative designed hats and men hats. At the shop, I also have a selection of earrings, handbags, and scarves and gloves. So, and
well,
I'm
going to sport the hat you made for me. When you see me come to our holiday party tomorrow, anyone that comes there, you will see this dapper guy in his hat. I'm going to make Jan the Art in the Hats go great.
Of course.
And you can pay me later.
Yes. Jan. I will, Reginald. I will.
Okay. I want to hear about cookies.
Rashida?
Oh, okay, I'm here.
Okay.
That's so silly. Okay. Oh, so I had to introduce myself. So this is going to be a funny interview because I'm such an introvert and I just be talking. Anyway, my name is Rashida Baldwin, and I am the owner with my husband of Lily the Valley Cupcakery and Cafe. And we are located on 26 West Maplewood Mall. I don't even know if you're supposed to ask me any questions. I just started.
Go right ahead. You're doing fine.
We are a from scratch bakery. We are family owned. We are on social media. Social media is our business name, and our website is lilythevalleycupcakery.com. So is our social, and I think that's it. Oh, well, we make cookies, cupcakes, bread pudding, banana pudding, everything. So we're not just a cupcakery. We are a bakery. We bake everything, and I change my menu daily. Our business hours are Wednesday through Saturday, 11 to 5 p.m. I think that's it. I think that's all
no,
I have.
No, it's not it, because I don't know your phone number.
Oh, I'm sorry. My phone number is 267-437-4176. I think that's it.
Can you repeat it again slowly, Miss Introvert? Slowly.
267-437-4176 is my phone number.
I have questions for you.
Yes.
How long have you been in business?
So we actually been in business for roughly 10 years. We actually came from Montgomery County. So we actually started out in Glenside before we moved to the Germantown section of Philadelphia.
So which, that's good. Know, that's a good thing because we've been in business for 10 years.
Right.
We had a 10-year anniversary. Jan, you were there. For 10 years.
Oh, nice.
And that's to have a business for 10 years. You used to be jumping up and say, yippee-ki-yay. Thank you, Jesus.
It's been kind of a rough 10 years, but we still here because we went through, but listen, we made it through COVID, so we're still here. So that's a good thing.
So the question, how can my independence at home help you?
I don't know.
That's a hard question.
You know,
that's a hard question.
It is. So for us, it's more so just putting the word out.
How about this? We're adopting Maplewood Mall for advertising for us for a small entity people of color business there on Maplewood Mall. So afterwards, I would love to interview you and pull you out of that shell of being closed in introvert because Jan used to be that way.
Mm-hmm. Do you want to sing the song, Regina?
No, we can't sing the radio. We cannot do that.
Okay.
No, we can't. But Jan, we used to be very shy, for lack of better words. Now look at her. She's outgoing. And sometimes you need coaching to bring that out because no one knows your business better than you. No one can tell the story greater than you because it's you. You are the one that's going through the trials and tribulation of building your brand and your business. But you know what, Chance? That would be a good show. Build your brand and your business.
Okay.
And it's free. Because we don't charge for anything at My Independence at Home. I'm the community liaison. I look for monies to do activities from other people. And all that is to say, I want to bring my CEO into Maplewood Mall at the end of the year or beginning of next year, so we can have strategies. We can all sit down and talk about how we can help each other. My participant is your customer. You know that. Participant means our clients or your customers. Your customers are our potential clients. So if we all get together as a group, sit down and talk, you'll be surprised. The people I know, I will introduce to you. The people you know, you're introduced to me. That sounds great? Hello?
Rashida's right there. I hear her. She's there.
I know. Okay. You know what happened? My phone cut off, so they could patch me right back in.
Oh, good.
Okay, yes.
Good.
So we're talking about...
Actually, the tail end of it, yeah.
Okay, give me your 30-second commercial, please.
So, I already did my commercial.
We'd like to have it again.
Oh, my God.
Do it again, Rashida. Do it again.
Yeah, don't be laughing at me because I'm silly crazy and I'm such an introverted nervous. my 30-minute commercial commercial is Lily of the Valley Cupcakery Lily of the Valley Cupcakery and Cafe. We're located at 26 West Maplewood Mall. Our business hours are 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. Our website is lilydavalleycupcakery.com. Our social media is the same. lilydavalleycupcakery.com is our social. And we are a family-owned bakery, and we bake from scratch. And our motto, we always...
Come on, you got it. Bring it out.
I think we accidentally got her disconnected there, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, listening to the Empowerment Zone, my name is Reginald McGlone. I am the community liaison for My Independence at Home. You or your loved one are in need of home care. 215-921-2277. That's 215-921-2277. If you or if no one, if anyone looking to be a caregiver, 215-921-2277. Jen, your 30-second commercial.
We have Raven on the next coming up.
Okay, well, then we need to get rid of the bird lady. You know, I'm not like her. Raven, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hey, Lord, Raven. How are you doing today?
How are you doing, bird lady?
You guys.
Okay, Raven, tell us about yourself and your business, please.
Well, my name is Raven Jacobs. I have a business at Cicada Soldier Apparel. This is an empowerment family brand with a meaning and a purpose. The meaning of it is a knowledgeable individual that fights for what they believe in. The purpose is basically having everybody walking in purpose, feeling good about themselves, empowering one another, and just embodying a different phrase that you can perhaps grow from.
So what made you, what gave you the inspiration or desire to go in business for yourself?
Honestly, I think I just wanted to do something that I didn't see being done too often. Originally, my brand was created for children. I noticed a lot of urban designers were coming out with clothing lines and nothing was for children. Everything was for adults. So it was me that always came up with like just different slogans and just different things were just popping in my head. And I'd be like, oh, I can put that on a t-shirt for a child. So that's what actually moved me to do it.
And you've got your slogans and everything that you put on your shirts are positive, information.
Yeah.
So you empower people with messages on a t-shirt. That's what you're doing?
That's what I'm doing. I'm empowering them just with the phrase sophisticated soldier alone. Like I said, sophisticated soldier is a brand with the meaning. Like I was saying, it first started out with children just putting slogans on a shirt. But that was before the name was even created. So the name came from a different mindset and a long drive at night. But yeah, that is my purpose for the brand, is to empower people. Like a lot of people are, you know, they're excited because they have a horse on their shirts or, you know, someone else's logo. And it's just like, that just says we have a couple of dollars, you know what I mean? Or if you have people that know how to shop for sales, it stages that as well. But nothing says anything about the character of the person. Like, no one can build on a horse. You know what I mean? Like, you can't say anything more than, oh, well, I paid this much. It costs this much in a store. With my brand, I want you to feel important. I want you to feel in your mind when you wake up and put on something that says sophisticated soldier. I want you to embody just that. Know that I need to think in a certain way. I need to move in a certain manner and everything. That's everything that comes with the brand. When you put something on your shirt, like my company slogan is Be Great, Be You. So for every child, and I feel like adults need to wear it too, because they're not even comfortable being themselves. Social media having them wanting to be like other people, and our children are being raised up in it. So to put that on your child's chest every day and remind them, like, you're great. Just being you. Don't be anybody else. Greatness lies in everyone. You know what I mean? So that's the message that I want to put across throughout my brand.
So here my thoughts. And again, I'm the community liaison. I'm actually marketing for my independence at home. My thoughts is that, yes, your brand is that, but you still have the T-shirts and the entity to make other people's ideas on T-shirts, meaning that the charter schools' children wear T-shirts. Why is that business not coming back to the Black Wall Street of Germantown, Maplewood Mall? You have all these charter schools, they have all these T-shirts and shirts. What can we do to get you in front of them so that you can, instead of giving it to the guy that doesn't live in our community or your community or the community of your business, why can they bring it home?
Okay, well, that's what we're doing on Maplewood Mall, is doing things to be more noticeable. A lot of people know Maplewood Mall from back in the day. Everybody know Maplewood Mall used to be what it was when it was. Maplewood Mall has shut down. People pretty much isolated, kind of, you know, ignored Maplewood Mall. You may walk through, you may not. So while the schools aren't coming to us, well, maybe they just don't know about it yet.
Well, they want to know about you.
Can you let me talk?
But yes.
Yeah, your question was like a good 20 minutes, so let me get a good 5 in. You know what I mean? Right?
Yes, the bird lady.
Let me answer all
bird lady,
okay?
Yes, go ahead.
So,
yes,
yeah,
bird lady.
This comes with us bringing attention back to the mall. Now, what I didn't do, because for one, I do print up everything myself. This is not my lane. I'm not an artist or anything as such. I'm not into technology or anything. So for me to design everything that I have done on my own, it has been a job. It has been, and it still is one, with the different materials and the fabrics and things that I use. And then still want to build and grow my own business. I can accept everybody else's business, but I still have to have a moment to focus solely on my business and branch out from that. Now, what I do tell people is, okay, if you have a design you would like for me to put your design on a shirt or something, that's not a problem, but show me the design. Because one thing is, I'm not going to take on a whole bunch of stuff that I know that I'm unable to do at this time. Not saying I won't learn to do it later, but not right at this moment. I'm busy building my own brand. So getting my own brand out there, that's why I'm at different pop-up shops. I'm in different neighborhoods and doing things like that, selling my merchandise to get my brand alone circulating. And that's a job, because we know Philadelphia is a trendy city. So if don't nobody know you and nobody hot is wearing you, people aren't really too fond of spending their money with you. So you have to come across in a different type of manner. You have to know who's your marketplace. I feel like, in my eyes, like I said, my line was originally created for kids, because I feel like people always spend money on their children. Not too much with newer parents, but, you know, people spend money on their children. So, hey, let me make some kids stuff.
All right.
We're just trying to get other people there. I understand that. But right. I did have a plan for you. I'm speaking with your state rep and your council person to come to Maplewood Mall and speak to all of you. I was talking to them yesterday. So I will make sure that the Bird Lady, a.k.a. Raven, will be there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Raven.
Thank you, Reginald.
You're welcome.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Empowerment Zone. My name is Reginald McLaughlin. Our host today in studio is?
Jan Matthews. Jan Matthews of The Artist in the Hat.
From where? Maplewood Mall.
54.
Come on, Jan.
54 Maplewood Mall.
Yes.
Yes, 54 Maplewood Mall.
Do you have any other callers on the air?
Yes, I have a couple more. I have Kiki from 387 Grooming. Hi, Kiki.
Kiki, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great. Glad you had time to call in today.
Yes, I had a few moments, so I wanted to make some time for you guys.
Thank you. Reginald, you have any questions?
No. Kiki, can you tell us about yourself and your business, please?
Sure. So my name is Kiki. I am originally from New York, Brooklyn, New York. I relocated to Philadelphia as a teen with a passion to get involved in the beauty industry. I eventually moved to Miami, where I attended beauty school. I learned about cosmetology as well as being an esthetician, where I got my license. In 2021, I relocated back to Philadelphia to open and launch my business, which is 387 Grooming, and we are located on Maplewood Mall, 30 Maplewood Mall. We provide services, grooming services for men, young men aging from 11 to however old. And our services include facials, beard treatments, ingrown hair removal, bald head exfoliation. We also have a loctician who is in-house with us, and occasionally we have a barber as well.
So, Kiki, how can people get in touch with you?
So we are on Instagram. We're also on TikTok and Facebook. We have a website, and our website is www.387grooming. You can send us an email to grooming@387grooming.com. Instagram as well is going to all be the same, 387 Grooming. Our telephone number is 267-760-3356.
So I traveled, I went up and down Maplewood Mall yesterday in the cold, trying to be cute with this little teeny jacket on. I wish I had my winter coat on. And I met you. You have a beautiful place.
Thank you. Next time, I was with a client, but next time you can, take a little tour around it,
But Maplewood Mall is really nice. You don't, not to say it's a bad thing, you don't feel like you're in Germantown, but it's like different. When you drive up the street, the pavement is only one way to come in and one way to get out. It's a nice place to shop. It's a hidden jewel, Maplewood Mall.
Yes,
and we got to get more people just to come in.
It's a really quaint. Quiet. I love the block. I love my neighbors because we all kind of vibe really well together, business minded. But it is. And it's actually for my family in particular. It's a historic place right across from Miss Janice's shop. Well, where Blue is, my dad used to take my sister to the vitamin shop there 50 years ago.
Yes, I went there. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's very. Yeah, it's actually really kind of like a historic place for my family as well.
So the vitamin shop was the mother who had it first and then the son. I remember I used to buy herbs from there for myself from the place there. But you're right, it's been around for a while. Actually, in the 70s, I used to go there when I thought it was cool. I had the medallion on my chest, my shirt open with my gabardine polyester pants and my high heel shoes.
Are we glad those days are gone? Gone.
And I'd had not a jerry curl, but I had an S curl.
Oh, wow.
And I had my Activate. I sprayed my hair.
That's why he has no hair now, Kiki.
All the chemicals.
All the chemicals.
But that's what is that? That was my that's the memory of Maplewood Mall with me. Platform shoes, polyester pants, rayon shirt open down to my belly buttons.
Mm.
That was before I had a belly, because I have a belly now.
Wow.
I can't do that. So anyway, can you give us your 30-second commercial, please?
I'm gonna have this,
Jerry curls.
Sure.
Anytime, start. Yes.
Hi, this is Kiki from 387 Grooming. We are located on 30 Maplewood Mall. You can find us online, www.387grooming.com, for all of your male grooming services.
I thank you so much, Kiki. And again, at the end of the month or into next month, we're going to maybe rally at the Prince Hall, maybe have some little with Feeling Good Friday stuff. And we can speak to all of you on the Maplewood Mall, and you can speak to my CEO, and we can exchange ideas. Do you think that's a good idea, Kiki?
Sure, I'm down. I love community, and I think it's a great way for Maplewood Mall to join other communities to create a larger space.
Okay. We've got...
I thank you.
Okay. We've got 10 minutes left, and I got two more people. Reginald, two more people.
Yes.
Okay.
Bring them on, sister girl.
Rich from the music store.
Rich, welcome to the Empowerment Zone.
Yes. Hi. Thank you. Let me say, it's not actually a store.
Oh.
We're called the Maplewood Music Studio.
Studio.
And we're not so much selling things as we are giving lessons. Lessons on all different instruments.
So I want to, at my old age, I'm interested in two instruments to play. One is the guitar, the bass, and the other is the piano. How hard is it to learn how to play those instruments?
Well, that is, I'll do my best to answer it, but it's actually an impossible question because some people have such different ideas of what it means to learn an instrument, you know, to learn it as a beginner and to learn enough to enjoy it. That would be easy for somebody to do as long as you don't have your expectations too high. But if you're listening to, you know, performances of your favorite jazz artists, or you're going to the Philadelphia Orchestra and you're saying, gee, I'd like to do what they do, that would be extremely difficult. So it depends on, you know, what level you're talking about. But, you know, what we aim for, and I think what we are very successful at, is taking people wherever they are, whether they're an absolute beginner or whether they're more advanced, and helping them move forward in a way that is satisfying to them and it's enjoyable. So that would be good.
My thoughts, as a person of my age, just something to do. Yeah, I don't go clubbing anymore. I'm not out running the streets like I did when I was younger. But when I'm home, I am not, as a senior citizen. Jan is older than me, by the way. But as a senior citizen, I just want to occupy my time and not watch television or stream or internet. That, to me, is becoming not relaxing, enjoying. And I'm thinking, I do love the piano. So I can, as a person of my age, am I too old to learn how to play an instrument?
No, of course not. No, people can learn and move forward whatever the age they are and whatever level they are. And we have lots of senior citizens. We also have lots of younger people, including very young children, as young as 4. But our population includes senior citizens for sure. And we have a couple of great bass teachers and several great piano teachers. So we're happy to hook you up.
Rich, how long have you been on Maplewood Mall?
Well, I believe we possibly may be the business that has been there the longest. We opened in 1980.
Wow.
So it's 43 years. The health food store, which was right next door to us, was older than we were by a few years. Not by a lot, but they are not open anymore, unfortunately.
Right.
So I think that leaves us maybe as the oldest business.
Yes.
So you were there before Veronica joined it. That's who has a charter school. So you were before her.
I think so.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
So here's my... I'm going to make a statement, then I get to commercial, and I do apologize for time. My children, when they were younger, I forced them into taking music now, classes, and they played the piano, they played the violin. They don't do it now, but I think that the art of music brings character to children. Do you think that's true?
Oh, I think it helps to bring character to everyone of every age. And definitely including children. Sure.
Okay. Can you give us your 30-second commercial, please?
Well, when I opened the music studio, I had in mind one main thing, which I think describes our business maybe better than any other one word. And it's the word diversity, and it applies in every way. We think of diversity as being racial, which, of course, we are diverse that way. But we're diverse in terms of ages of our teachers, ages of our students, the styles of music that people are interested in, levels of music, beginners, more advanced. We're diverse in every possible way, including numbers of instruments. We have teachers teaching all different kinds of instruments. Piano and bass, but guitar, strings, brass, woodwinds, voice. Let's see, we do all of that. I want to give you the address and the ways of reaching us.
Very quickly, we got 3 minutes left.
47 Maplewood Mall, and you can reach us, you can look at our website online. It's maplewoodmusicstudio.com. We have a Facebook page. If you just look for Maplewood Music Studio in Facebook, you'll see us, find us. Our email address is just Maplewood Music without the word studio, maplewoodmusic@verizon.net. And our phone number is 215-848-8353.
I want to thank you so much for that. And again, we're going to broadcast this 4 times this week. And then next week, you guys can come call in again. Thank you for calling in Problem Zone. Jan, last caller.
Terry.
Thank you.
Excuse me?
We have Terry from Better Image.
Terry, welcome to the Empowerment Zone. If you can't finish your advertisement this week, so we want to know who you are, how people get in touch with you, and what you're doing. Are you there?
Hello?
Terry?
Yes.
Hi, how are you guys today? I'm sorry, I had another call on the other line. Sorry about that.
That's fine. We're at the end of the show, but we don't get you on fully this week. We'll have you on next week. You'll be the first caller. But we need to know who you are, what you do, and how people get in touch with you, because we're running out of time. Please.
My name is Terry Mackins Baird. I'm a hairstylist in the Maplewood Mall. I've been in the mall since 2000, actually. I was formerly at 43 West Maplewood Mall from 2000 till 2010. And in 2007, I bought 46 West Maplewood Mall. We've been on the mall 23 years, but we've been servicing our community for over 30 years. I tell people, this is my commercial, I'm going to give it to you real fast. When you want a better image, come to a better image. We encourage our customers to be more natural, wear your own hair. It doesn't even have to be natural, but just wearing your own hair. Stop investing money where we don't have to invest our money at. Stop spending money giving other people who don't give us money for hair and stuff like that that we don't even need, because we are already beautiful. We just need to be tweaked sometimes, but we are already beautiful. We don't need all the extra nonsense that people are you know, investing that money in.
Great. All right.
You know, I remember you yesterday. I felt some kind of way, like not some kind of way, but some kind of good way. The vibes you give off, you're very sincere, and you service the seniors out there, and you're not looking for the money. You told me that yesterday. You remember that?
Okay.
You said, I just want to help people.
All right, Reginald, we got 20 seconds left. 20 seconds left.
I have a message.
No, we'll talk to you next week. We're not done.
That's fine.
We'll continue this next week, okay? Thank you.
That's fine. I'll call back in next week. Y'all have a wonderful
day. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Have a good one.
YouTube. And as the music play, I'm going to give out I am Reginald McLaurin. I don't hear any music in behind.
It's playing.
It's been promised. It's playing. Okay, here. Okay, now my name is Reginald McLaurin. I'm the community liaison for My Independence at Home. And we are blessed by the best and destined for success. It's up to us to do our best to make this world a better place for everyone. There's nothing to it but to do it. And once we do it, ain't no stopping us now. I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.